I understand. I would be surprised if they were higher. But the one thing that they're going to find with regard to the higher gas taxes, and I actually think they're not really going to be able to follow that after the immediate hype is over as to the taxes going into effect, because of the fluctuation, the great fluctuation in the price of gas dependent upon where you are. So I really don't think that they're going to be able to follow it, to be
quite
honest.
Yeah, in fact, AAA says that gas prices are down this weekend and that people might not notice the gas tax increase.
Right. Well, for example, a couple days ago, and I checked this a couple days ago, so it's a couple days out, the average price of gasoline in Maryland across the state was $3.49. But if you were in Bethesda, it was $3.74. If you were in Columbia, it was $3.57. If you really wanted a good deal, you could go to Costco's at Arundel Mills, and it was $3.30 a gallon. So it really is. There's so much fluctuation in gasoline prices, even within the same state, that it's not something that people are really going to be able to track. And the tax increase that will go into effect on Monday is 3.5 cents, because of the formula that was used. It was 3.1 cents on the state sales tax and 0.4 cents on the CPI. So it won't even be a four cent increase to start it off. And for folks who say, well, I'm going to go to Virginia and buy my gas. And of course, people in the Baltimore metropolitan area won't be saying that, but people in the Washington area might have said that. But they got to be careful about that, because 2 days ago in Oxon Hill, gas was $3.53 a gallon. In Alexandria, it was $3.73.
Okay.
So, you know, gasoline is a very volatile commodity, and it really does go up and down. Now, on the other hand, as far as the benefit, I do think that people across the state and in the Baltimore metropolitan area specifically are going to see the fruits of their taxes.
When will all that work start? I mean, one of the projects you mentioned, the outer loop around Route 40, and that's a heavily congested area, and it's coming out of the Frederick Road project, which is taking place right now. When are you going to start seeing the work that's going to be paid for with these gas tax increases?
As soon as we finish the overpass. The overpass had to be done first, because you had to widen the bridge in order to add the extra lanes. So as soon as the bridge work is done, we're going to start the widening of the lanes from Route 40 to the Frederick Road interchange. And everybody knows that that's a bottleneck. And that project would not have happened without this increased revenue. There just wasn't any money to do the construction project.
Final question, and our time is limited. Throughout this legislative debate this year, the opponents were saying that in the past, money from the Transportation Trust Fund was taken out of the fund, used to balance the budget. What guarantees are there that that won't happen again?
Well, I think the commitment in connection with the tax increase is one thing, but just remember, about $650 million was taken out of the Transportation Trust Fund, but $656 million has been repaid, and it was all repaid within a 5-year period. So that was a problem, and hopefully that'll never happen again. But even when it happened, the money was repaid. It's just that revenue is not enough to support the maintenance of the infrastructure system, and also to add additional projects that will relieve congestion and add to safety and to the economic prosperity and hopefully jobs.
But just to be clear, there's no guarantee in the law that says that those transfers can't happen again, right?
I don't think there's a guarantee in the law that they can't happen again, but even Even that being said, the money has been repaid, and actually more money was repaid than was actually taken out.
Maryland Transportation Secretary Jim Smith, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.